First of all, I think this guy is not telling the truth. I know that the FRF does exist. I know that negotiations took place long ago with them. And I know that the responsibles of FRF did join the agreement. And indeed, they are now integrated in institutions. And the boss of all FRF, the overall commander, General Masunzu, is now the overall commander of our troops in South Kivu. He has joined the army. He has got position, and many officers from FRF are working hardly in Kivu with the FRDC. So I can consider those guys as a rebellion within a rebellion, and representative of those people of Mulenge Mountains he's speaking of. I think that they are claiming to fight for the return of refugees. This is a false fight. Refugees are on their way back. We have signed an agreement, Rwanda, DRC, and the UNHCR, and there is a massive return of refugees that is scheduled from last month to of May. People are coming back. I don't know of what the refugee is speaking of. He claimed to fight for being appointed cabinet ministers. This is a blackmail. Our policy has been, these last years, to strictly reject any political claim backed on blackmail. Because when you say yes to such blackmail from criminal element like those, it is the right way to kill the rule of law in our country, and we won't follow that way.
Minister Mendi, the General Bisogo said that several problems that they've raised with the government has gone unresolved, and that FARDC, the National Army, launched an offensive against them, and that is why they are fighting back. What do you say to that?
First of all, let me tell you, my friend, General Bisogo does not exist. We don't know. We have not in our report a General Bisogo. Someone may be called Bisogo, who is claiming to be a general by himself. That is the first thing to say. Secondly, I have told you what was the issue of negotiation between the government and armed groups. The FRF is not the only armed group in Kivu. They are 55. And with them, we negotiate, of course, the return of refugees. We negotiated their integration within the army. We negotiated their integration within institutions, but following the constitutional rule. What he wants is for us to break the constitution, to give a position, a ministerial position, to someone who is absent in the parliament. This can't be. But all his friends have accepted. Many of them are holding a portfolio in local government. Others are in the army, others in the police. So I don't think that this guy is well aware of what have been decided when we negotiated with armed groups. And we think that whatever have been decided and whatever position we are in implementing what we have decided with armed groups cannot give legitimacy to anybody in a country like this, where elections have been held in 2006, to go on fighting again. They tried to oppose the disarmament operation they have accepted before, and the army is there to disarm them by force because we have given them a time to disarm voluntarily. And they are being disarmed, and they are not making offensive against us. It is the army who is going there by the force of law to disarm some citizens who are holding guns and ammunition out of the law. That is what is going on. And they are being disarmed efficiently.
What is the government doing about resolving this conflict with various armed groups? You said there are over 50 in the Kivu area. So what is the government doing to ensure that?
But we are solving the problems. I'm repeating to you. We are solving. That is why you see only a few numbers of them. And this is not the FRF. I tell you, where is the boss of FRF, the one who signed with us? He is integrated. He is working with the government. He is an army commander within the governmental army. This Bisogo, I don't know where he's coming from. This general Masunzu, who is in charge of the army in South Kivu, comes from FRF. So we are solving the problem of the army only. Some indisciplined elements within this armed group, like this Bisogu, are trying to spread confusion, but this doesn't show that the government is not tackling problems. We are facing the problems. We are solving them. All the 55 armed groups have signed and are working with the government to implement peace in that country. But, you know, elements, criminal elements, you know, indisciplined elements are there to try to spread confusion because they cannot integrate the way of living within a governmental army. That means discipline. That means respect of private properties. They are not used to, and they are resisting, but we must eradicate them and punish them.